to me. Quick sikkum. Yeah, that's a kasha. Anyone got a good terrorist for me? Let me know a good terrorist is kasha. Why is there a samach in the middle of their drosha? Right. We're in the middle of going about shoelaces, hopefully, but before we do shoelaces, let me just make a quick sikkum. We spoke about glasses. So really, let's just make a very, very quick sikkum. He's quicker here in the Aruch HaShabbos. The Aruch HaShabbos says, whenever there's a gezeira, whenever there's a chashash that a person might come and fix something on Shabbos, then there's an issa of muksa. And therefore, the moshe, if a leg of a table comes out, the screws have come off, let's say from the legs of a table, that whole table now becomes muksa. Because there's a chashash that a person might come and fix it, then Chazal made the table muksa, the leg is also muksa. You can't do anything with that table. So you, moshe, you can't now support it on a chair. Let's say the leg came off. Can't move it. If there's a way that you won't fix it on Shabbos, that means the moshe, let's say the screws that are meant to be screwed in, you throw them down the drain, so they're not usable, you've got no screws available to do it, then that will not be muksa. That table will not be muksa.
If the article is still usable, then cut for its original purpose.
But is there a very strong likelihood you can't fix it?
You could fix it. Let's say I've got a five-legged table. Right, so an extra leg for support. So I've got four, it can still stand, it can still use it. It's lost one. So it's still roy for its original shimnish.
I don't know. It stands straight. I mean, it still stands very well. It stands very good. There's a sword. See what you're saying. Should be okay, though. I don't know. We're not on tape, are we? Oh, we are. I thought it's running. I thought the battery's running. Still running. All right. Hey, I don't know. Hey, it's a good show. I don't know what happens in that case. Yeah, we're talking about glasses, Lamarche. Let's say with the where you got a screw there you can't use the glasses. It is. You're telling me in a case
for one eye.
Yeah, but it doesn't help. A person doesn't want to walk around with glasses for one eye. It's not a normal way of doing things. The person will normally fix it. During the week, a person will try and fix it. So there's a chashash and shut. Come to that. So the moshe, let's say the moshe, if the screw came out, so we said, that's a problem. If there's a danger, you might come along and fix it. So that's also, so there the whole thing becomes moksa. If you lose the screw, you throw the screw down the drain, or let's say that screw is knackered, it's finished. It's lost its tread, and most people in the house haven't got a screw like this. So there's no danger you're going to have to fix it on Shabbos. Then there's no problem, it's not muksa actually. So then you could put it on, let's say, with just one side off.
Is that the same screwdriver?
Toothpick's not muksa, toothpick. That's another thing, Alan Marshall. Can you, let's say you've got the screwdriver, you've got a screw, can you put a safety pin? That's better, yeah, that could be better. Sorry? If you haven't got a screw, I don't think it's totally on you. Maybe you could borrow one, it could be, it's risky such a thing. If it needs a professional to do. I'm counting to glasses. I'm saying, a normal screwdriver does a screw for the screwdriver. I've got one at home, what do you mean? It's small. Most people have got these small little screwdrivers. A lot of people, I'm not saying most, but a lot of people have got these small screwdrivers. It's not quite, but a lot of people have got them already. When the lens comes out, so that's also an interesting thing in the module, a lens that comes out. So very often, if the lens comes out, the screws come out. But in some of these glasses, you've got where there's no screw to the thing. It's just a frame, and you stick the lens in. So it depends. If, when you make a firm attachment, that could be problematic, but if it's very, it's expanding a bit, the thing, so you can't really fix it properly. You can put it in loosely, that the chur is alright, because not chur, you can't fix it. That's the chur problem, that's tick and mark, that could be tick and mark. Sorry, it could be a problem then, yeah. Okay, but coming on to shoelaces, this is a very interesting shoelace over here with shoelaces. This is an interesting halacha, this, with the shoelace with shoelaces, and that is, the halacha in Shulchan, let's just see here, this up with the Urcha Shabbos, it's in Pesiv. Hey, Perech Hasif Sama Gimel. There's a loch in Shulchan Aruch in the Gemara. Sama Gimel. Perech Hasif Sama Gimel, where it speaks about Easter. Gemara in Shabbos. Rav Chista Shoyel Adure Udru LeBeis Sadi B'Shabbos. If someone has a cushion and the feathers came out, the cushion came out, the insides came out. So Rav Chista said, "One's got to put it back in Shabbos." From the Gemara it's clear, an interesting chiddush in the Gemara, that if it's the first time you're doing this, that means the cushion has never had feathers in it before. It means you bought from the shop feathers and you got yourself a cushion. And now you want to combine the two together. From the Gemara, it's the first time you're doing it, that's an issa of makor patish. You're making a keli for the first time being used. If, however, the cushions have been in the cushion already and it's come out,
Feathers
have been in the cushion, and it's come out, and you're going to put it back, which is a loose assembly, it's a very shvacha assembly, it's not firmly attached. That is not called makor patish on Shabbos. because it's not a major tickle. It was there before.
It's
what? Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, yeah, but it's aimed to go back. Yeah, it's interesting. It looks like it's aimed to go back against. It's never considered lost at Shane Cady. Everyone knows that the thing goes back to it. It's meant to go back, so it's a temporary coming out. In all the feathers came out. It's an interesting point, right. Now the cushion's useless. Yeah, you can't use much of that cushion without any feathers in. But it looks like the swara is, well, you're asking what the swara is. It looks like, while it's able to go back again, it's not called a major tickle.
The same with the glasses.
But first, that's a much firmer tickle, yeah. That's a much firmer. When it's firmly in, that's much, much worse. We're talking about a loose connection. A firm connection is much worse. The interesting enough that it's actually right. So again, to make a new bond together on Shabbos for the first time is also, but if it's been there already before, that's mutter. Where's that negated? So the mosh you're going to have, sometimes you've got these chairs, the mosh, which have got upholstery in here. And the mosh, someone knocks a chair, it falls over, and the upholstery seat falls out. It's a very schwach connection, yeah? But it falls out sometimes. To replace that on Shabbos is like a mutter. Because it's meant to be, it's not a major ticket on what you're doing. Where else is it in the gear too? Shoelace. Sure, coming to the shoelace in a minute, yeah. First out of cushion, a chair falls out. You can have it something with a photo frame. Someone's got a photo frame where often the washer, the back, the panel falls off. And the photo might come out. To put that back on Shabbos is the same hatter, yeah? It's a shrach, it's not a very strong thing. But that's talking about only where it's common for this to happen. The washer, someone's got a photo frame on the wall. Or on a shelf where he doesn't normally move it around, so it doesn't normally come off, then that head doesn't apply. We're talking about sandwiches, common, this thing happens, then that's what to do. That's what we're thinking together, yeah? Who are din? They're also interesting, Shai Lamosha, you know you've got these extending tables. That's also what to pull out. These pieces to put in and out is no problem. It's a loose connection, and it's been there before. Maybe there's no problem to put these pieces on Shabbos. So one wants to extend this table on Shabbos, for example, that is not a problem to do. What are shoelaces? This is halach and shulchan aruch. Arranged in halachas and shim and shin with Zion. See base. Halach of a thing. Always interesting, you know, when you prepare these halachas, these things happen to you on Shabbos. This week on Shabbos, I do my shoelace. That my shoelace got a mess completely. Baruch Hashem didn't snap, but at least I was learning halachas what to do. But let's just see what it says. Shin and Zion see base. Nishmatu loy retsuas minol v'sandal. If his shoelace slipped out from his shoe. Oh, this is not a real record. Okay, that's better. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Mutter lahachzir tzusim kaimo." A person can put the shoelace back into the shoe. So what's happened? His shoelace come out. What? Oh, one minute. So why? He had a shoelace in his shoe, and let's say his little child Moshe was playing at home. He decided to play with his shoes. He pulled the shoelace out. Now he's got the shoelace. No good. The shoe. No, you can't wear a shoe really like this. So then, to put the shoelace back, the same shoelace in the same shoe is mutter. That's the lock over here. Mutter la'atzir tzurtim koma, vashla yikshu, must make a knot. But dakka shu ha'la'atzir b'tur. Obviously, he was talking about, he says, the raw, that you can put it back at ease. It's not a difficult job to do. Sometimes, some of these things, some of these coats, where the string comes out, it's very hard to put the string through them again. Yeah, you might need a needle or something to push it through to start it off. That's worse. That's much worse. We're talking about it's very easy to put a shoelace back in again. That is mutter to do.
Two shoelaces,
that's okay. That's not okay. It has to be the same one. Yes, yeah, a chiddush is actually. It has to be the same shoe. You have to know which shoe it is.
Same shoe.
Yeah. You might be in trouble, and if you don't know which one it is, it's going to be problematic. Chayshin Shemitah. Oh, so he said over here. The second one. Who I did was but this is clear from Shulchan Aruch. It's talking about that the shoelace has been in already. Yeah. If someone's shoelace snaps on Shabbos, for example, shoelace is gone. Nothing can do. So he wants to put a new shoelace in. That from the Shulchan Aruch's case, also it's only to replace the shoelace. But to put a new shoelace in the shoe is not allowed. We'll come to this in a minute. Let's just see what he says over here, first of all. That's
also. Safety pin, the two ends together, like safety pin.
Yeah, that's much better. We're going to come to all their tail in a minute. Okay, let's start with this, though, first of all. Let's start with it. I must say it's a chiddush. I was in shul on Shabbos preparing a bit of shir. And next to me was a sefer called Chelkas Yaakov. Or Reish. So I opened up the sefer there. I looked at it, but Makra Patlish. Very interesting shali he's got there. He speaks about these coats, a winter coat and a summer coat. It's a winter coat which jewels over as a summer coat. In the winter, you zip it up and you put a hood on it. In the summer, you take the hood off.
Well, the same thing with lining.
could be similar. So the Shaila, listen to the Shaila, someone asked him, the Shaila, if the Moshel, it's just finished the summer. So he's talking about a place where it's in the summer, the mice don't wear the hood on, the hood's off. In England, in Manchester, you would have this problem, yeah, because the mice put the hood on and off the whole time. The mice, he's not a problem. He's talking about in a place, maybe in Schweiz, I know what it's like there, but he's talking about in a place there where in the summer, the hood is off. And now it comes to the winter, and he wants to wear the raincoats, he puts the coat on, he realizes he has got a hood on. Can he put the, what do you call it on? The hood. What would you say, Rabbi Isai? Oh, so you say, what's the first? Why?
What's the
Oh, zipping, he didn't make a pattern, my friend. Are you completing the item?
But you already completed it last year.
Oh, so I thought, what's the shawl? I can't stand the mice has been there. It's not the first time he's doing it. Okay. It's not the first time he's doing it. He says, no. He says, this is much worse than this. Because here, for those 6 months, there's a chesaron in the begging if you've got the hood on. It looks odd. So for 6 months, you want it off. So it couldn't be loud like a new beggar to you. In fact, he actually asks it there. He actually says the problem, actually, in this case. He tells that's called Makav Hatish. Because there's a chesaron in the beged when you've got it in in the summer. So, Chiddush, I must say.
According to you, in England, you should take it off and on.
Yeah, the chesaron in England is much better. He's right. The chesaron in England is much better. There's no chesaron. The beged is made to come on and off. The lining also in England is also better. Even according to you, could left the lining. Because the lining, I don't think people notice it. It doesn't look like chesaron in the beged. In a hood, it's true. If you go to the edge of straw and you've got a raincoat with a hood on, you look hot. It looks a funny thing in a boiling hot summer, someone's got a hood hanging on the back of his coat. That's much worse. In a case of where the coat's normal to have it on, that's better. But if it looks funny, that could be worse. That could be a shroud too, but that's what Vosn's chiddush. I'm not sure about everyone's muscles. It's a big shroud in zipping. Is it like buttons or is zipping a bit worse? Yeah, it was a shroud when we did the tofu. Vosn's not so happy to go out in zipping for a long time. But other poskim seem to say everyone knows the temporary thing, therefore it's not a problem. Yeah, it was a bit of a shroud. What? Yeah, I know. But yes, made for that. How did that made for it? But in the summer, you don't want it in.
Maybe in winter, if you take it off, then it's not a baguette for winter.
I understand. But when you put it in the winter, it's like a new beggar because in the summer you didn't want this put on it.
No, it was a baguette, because it's hot. So that's why I'm putting it on.
Yeah, but now you make it like a new beggar. It's now like a new beggar. Before I had no hood on, and now in the winter you're completing the beggar to make it with a hood on. It's like a new beggar. You've made a different sort of beggar. In the summer it has no hood on. The beggar's met you without a hood. And now in the winter you want to put a hood on. It's like making a new beggar. It's a chiddush. I must say it's a chiddush. But that's what he wants to tell him, maybe. He wants to say maybe that's the problem. Not poshut. Maisa, I must tell you, so shoelaces, the Maisa, this is the problem. So Maisa, most of the poskim take on, Mr. Ruth says clearly, actually, that putting shoelaces in a shoe is a problem. Brand new shoelaces. The whole hetzer is only to put the old shoelaces back in. But the brand new shoelaces is a problem. So the shaila is, first of all, what happens if someone's shoelace snaps? So someone, I met someone before, he said to me, the Maisa, he heard that nowadays it's not a problem putting shoelaces in. Now, I must say, in my travels, I was travelling over looking for these halachas, actually. I must say, there are some people who do say this. You must realise, what's the problem over here? The problem is, when we spoke about the floating wicks, the problem is that a shoe passing without a shoelace is useless. You can't really wear a shoe without a shoelace. And therefore, that completes the tzura of the shoe. Without the shoelace, the shoe's no good. So by you putting a shoelace in, you're making the shoe a good shoe. That's why we can understand it's Makav Patish. For the first time you're doing it, you're making a new combination which is going to stay. That is now the itza of Makav Patish. Some people want to tie that. I don't know, I find it a chiddush. I think you can be serving. He says himself, it's very special. Yes, I call him on the Israeli rabbi. Some people are chodik on this svara. And they say the svara is, minonim shelonu yesh efshoz lechaz behem gam lo shruchim. You can walk in them without shoelaces. I must say, it's very hard to do. I've tried that before. I must say, it's very hard. I'm not sure what they're talking about, really. Maybe the different size shoes. But and the shoelace, if you try taking the shoelace off, walking with shoes, you find it very, very difficult. But maybe they're saying, Shas at Chai, God, maybe you could do it, and therefore it's a chiddush. The Maaseh Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold of it. It looks like most apostles, how he brings it down nowadays, he says that is a problem, and therefore to put a shoelace in for the first time on Shabbos is a problem. So the Maaseh, what's the answer? So very good. So the Maaseh, your shoelace is snapped, you're stuck, got another shoes to wear. What can you do? So you must realize the whole...
Why can't you take another shoe?
Because for this one, it's a new binding. This was never been combined together.
It's had a binding.
Yeah, but it's finished. That binding's gone. Now you want to make a new binding on this shoe. You want to make this shoelace stay to this shoe. That is a new binding, which is awesome.
The old shoelace, you're not making a new binding.
It was there. It's not a quarter meter thicker. It's not a quarter meter thicker. Yeah, but that's like the feathers in the quilt. Yeah, it's interesting.
Can you put a new belt in your trousers?
Oh, so I thought I was going to say that. I asked you, is that a clasher? Can you put a belt in your trousers and chubbies? The terrorist is posture, my friend. Because a trouser without a belt, you can wear it. Even if someone's very, very loose fitting, let's say, right? And you can't get into his trousers. There's nothing wrong with the trousers. Someone else can fit in those trousers. There's no chisson in the trousers. But imagine anything in a shoe without a shoelace, the shoe's useless.
Old shoelace out.
But for this, my friend, it's a combination. That's the problem. I must tell you, Chaim, you're right. The Maestro, this is the problem, though. You know, sometimes you get these trousers, or let's say a coat. Sometimes these coats have got a belt, which specially fits onto a raincoat, which has got a matching belt to the thing. That, Lechel, is a problem. That belt hasn't been in forever. And now you put it in for the first time on Shabbos, you put it in and you leave it, and you want to leave it there, that is completing the beg attacker. What? You wouldn't walk around without a belt. Look on. What? It looks funny. You've got the hoops up there and the mice, there's something missing. You have to know what sort of belt it is. But I'm saying it can be that it's part of the tzura. It's mashed in the tzura. That makes the completion of the garment. That lechel could be different.
But even if you put it in the loops, you can still wear it and
say that. Yeah, that's nothing. Yeah, but in the loops, it's completely the mega. That's how it's meant to be. You want to leave it in there in that matzav. When you put it through the loops, you want to keep it in that matzav like it is. That is completely the mega.
You're not
sacking the bag. The bag will close. But you're completing it. It's like you're putting a picture on a cup. The cup's perfect, yeah? But you're making a picture on a cup, you're completing the tzura. Here, by you putting the belt in the loops, that completes the tzura of the raincoat. So it's an interesting thing, the chayra. But if I say the belt in the trousers, the chayra is no problem. Why is an ether? Someone's shoelaces are snapped. So the whole problem over here is that you're going to leave it there, it becomes a tikkun. If a person, for example, not recommending someone does this, but let's just say someone wants to get around this problem. If someone puts a pink shoelace, for example, in his black shoes, no normal person is going to leave it like that. I mean, there are people who do it, so there are people who walk around. But I'd say, generally speaking, most people wouldn't leave a pink shoelace in a black shoe, a red shoe.
Even
red
shoe. Blue, you
what?
Even blue, you
blue also, even better, yeah. Blue, whatever colour. Besides black, yeah, no. They're telling me. A brown one, yes, love them by a brown one. You say, brown one, I'm not sure about. What? No, you would. I funny ones, it's a bit odd to my scene. But I say, if you use a funny coloured shoelace in a shoe, that is clear.
Is that everybody today? I don't like a blue shoelace in mine, although some
other
people do.
Well, I think what most people stop and don't, wouldn't leave it in there like that. I mean, you have to know today's fashion, you're right, it's not a problem. Today's fashion, you have to know what's going on. But generally speaking, a person. So if a person puts a red shoelace in a shoe, that's clear it's not going to stay there. That's not completing the shoe. Therefore, that's mutter. Not keep it for Shabbos. You can use it for Shabbos. Put it in on Shabbos because no one's going to leave it there. So it's not completing the shoe. It's going to come out. That is case as much as aware. And that you can do your shoe. Who adin if a person just, for example, doesn't go through all the holes in the shoe? He, let's say, puts the shoelace in one or two holes only. So it holds the shoe together, but it's not going to leave it like that. It's no point like that. It's not the right thing. There again, that's not a proper binding. That's also much to do in the shoe.
So you take the
shoelace, you put it inside there, you just have one hole. Well, I didn't say one hole, I didn't say one hole. Person makes it there, his mummy's very loose, and he puts the two holes there. Yeah, he missed that, it's not a long way of doing things. Then that is also mutter. We have to finish off some other time. Alright, wait.
That's a good answer.